Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fabulous day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing great. It's cloudy here, but it's still wicked hot, very humid. In fact, we're probably more rain again, which is nice. And we've had nothing but rain for 3 weeks. But the irony of all of this is the southwestern United States has experienced like a biblical drought, you know, epic proportions, in which certain reservoirs are completely dried up and rivers are drying up. So, as I mentioned to you guys a few weeks ago, when they bring all that moisture into the eastern portion of the United States, the atmosphere over the United States can only hold X amount of water. And when they put the entire X over the south in the east part of the country, there's not much water left for the western part of the country. So feel bad for those guys out there. They're burning up, especially down there in New Mexico and Arizona and parts of California again. So what a mess. But I want to start with some health stuff today. Canola oil. You guys have heard me talk about canola oil and how bad it is for years and years and years. Basically, it was rapeseed oil. Rapeseed oil is just this real toxic weed that grows up in Canada, and they make shellacs and varnishes and basically different types of paints out of it. And years ago, they decided to do some genetic modification on the rapeseed oil and process it a little differently to get the toxic components out of it. And they decided to rename it and call it canola oil for Canada oil. So they call it canola oil, which is ridiculous. They made it up. It was just a made-up name to cover up the true origin of rapeseed oil. Now, more studies are coming out concerning rapeseed oil and canola oil. And this one comes out and says, do you think your cooking oil is safe and healthy? Canola oil producers claim that it's the healthiest oil you can use, but science begs to differ. A less significant weight gain and diminished memory are your idea of good health. Canola oil has been hailed as a modern healthy alternative to olive oil and saturated fats like coconut and palm oil, backed by big promotional push from North American growers and Canadian growers. The Canola Council of Canada pulls no punches, calling it the healthiest of all commonly used cooking oils, which is a lie. When asked if canola oil is the same as rapeseed oil, they say no, because it's been basically changed, and so they say yes and no. The Rapeseed Association of Canada took the opportunity to rename the plant and may call it canola oil. With more than 90% of U.S. crops and upwards of 80% Canadian canola derived from genetically engineered seeds and soaked down with Roundup and glyphosate, this is an incredibly bad product for you. Researchers from the Alzheimer's Center at Temple University have investigated the effect of daily consumption of canola oil on mice brains, and they found that the mice who use canola oil developed massive plaques and tangles in the brains commonly associated with Alzheimer's patients in humans. So what they're saying is there's a high probability you're going to increase your risk of Alzheimer's disease by using canola oil. That's why we always tell folks, look on the label. If it says any canola oil in it, I will not eat it. Almost all of the food that is sold and processed through the different health food stores around the country, especially the one that Amazon just bought, Whole Foods, are loaded with canola oil. It's one of the primary ingredients in the exact in this oil. In fact, it shows that synaptic integrity was also improved if you use extra virgin olive oil over coconut oil, and that basically you need to avoid canola oil at all costs because it is so toxic to the brain and increase the risks of senile dementia. Now let's jump back to coconut oil. This is our MCT oil, and this is an interesting product because coconut oil burns body fat around the belly fat especially, like you put butter in a microwave. It's very easy for the body and the brain to use coconut oil for fuel, and it does something else. It elevates testosterone. Now you think, well, is that accurate? Yeah, it is. I have been taking coconut oil now for about 8 or 9 months, and my testosterone, also I got my blood results back today, my testosterone has gone up from the use of the coconut oil, about 2 ounces a day, by 200 points. Now, that's huge.
Oh, wow.
That's huge. Yeah. I mean, my testosterone is really high again for a 62-year-old guy, and the only thing I've changed the difference, that's it, is coconut oil. And it's been shown now that testosterone can actually be benefited and be elevated from coconut oil. So another study's come out saying that. So guys, think about that for a second. Not only do you burn body fat and get rid of belly fat and get rid of an inflamed liver, you also increase testosterone, which increases lean muscle mass, helps to burn more body fat, and helps to maintain a healthy libido. So on top of everything else, this stuff is just really amazing what it's doing. Now here's another article I want to do. I'm doing a couple of nutrition stuff because we didn't do enough yesterday. Low-grade inflammation decreases emotional recognition. Now what I'm saying by this one is it's the vaccine model of inflammation. Children are being shown now that they're having almost an immediate low-grade inflammation and a decrease of emotional recognition as far as facial recognition after they've been vaccinated. Now guys, this is something that's crazy. It says by utilizing an inflammation induction procedure that avoided concurrent sicknesses of symptoms in a double-blinded study, the present study provides further support for the hypothesis that the immune activation impairs this facial recognition. Such impairment may provide a mechanistic link explaining social cognitive deficits in pathopsychologies and pathopathologies that exhibit low-grade inflammation such as major depression. So what they're saying now is not only do you get basically autism or get autism from these immunizations, it could also make you have a low-grade infection, which can also make you depressed. Now, guys, I don't know how to, you know, make this stuff any easier to choke down on because, quite frankly, it's all pretty awful. But I'm going to talk about what we talked about yesterday now because I've got a little more time to do it. Vaccinated versus unvaccinated study of mice is now linked the hepatitis B vaccine to autism. I covered this for about 20 seconds yesterday at the end of the show. I didn't do it justice. I have to talk more about it. This work reveals for the first time that early hepatitis shots in infants and newborns induces impairments in behavior and brain development in the hippocampal regions. The work provides innovative data supporting the long-expected potential association of this hepatitis shot with certain neuropsychiatric disorders such as autism and multiple sclerosis. Guys, this guy who did the research is an American educated University of Pittsburgh, and he's the author of 33 peer-reviewed studies, and he's the lead author of two of the most important biological studies ever done analyzing how exactly a vaccine can cause autism. This is the first study to test the effects of the immune activation by vaccination on brain development. All other studies of immune activation have used essentially pathological conditions that mimic infection and induce a strong fever. A criticism I have heard often from vaccine advocates is that the immune activation experiments are not relevant to vaccines because vaccines cause a milder immune activation. That's not true in some cases. This new study demonstrates that vaccines can affect brain development via immune activation. Hence, the immune activation experiments are relevant to vaccines. So this basically talks about the cytokine storm and realizes that we go into a cytokine storm causing inflammation, which can cause a cytokine storm in the brain of an infant who's been immunized, causing an encephalitic scream, the arching of the back, and immediate brain inflammation. He goes on to say, neonatal hepatitis B vaccinations impairs the behavior and neurogenesis of mice, translating in early adulthood, mimicking the symptoms of autism. The hepatitis vaccine is administered to more than 70% of babies worldwide. And whether this neonatal vaccination occurs, whether this neonatal vaccination affects brain development, because they haven't done a double-blind research study on the children, they said it's still in question. So guys, this is a major, major, major study that is like a smoking gun, that this is one of the primary causes of autism. This study shows it. It's all there, black and white. A growing, compelling body of work tying vaccinations to autism through biological science and research. Dr. Yao, the man who wrote the paper, requires little interpretation, and it's just sitting there, hiding in plain sight. It's the first time anyone in America has ever written about this paper. The study used the same vaccine and similar time schedule for those who infant vaccines in China. Therefore, these research studies find that there may be similar effects of the neonatal hepatitis vaccination on brain development and behavior in children. Guys, I don't know how much I can say about this. This is just a study that's been done showing a massive decrease in the hippocampus range of the brain through the vaccine that's been given for the folks to prevent hepatitis. Now remember, the reason that the baby gets the hepatitis vaccine, I'm going to just be real blunt about this, is that the American Medical Association and all these different people that push all these drugs, the American Pediatric Association and the American government, the reason this has been mandated, they assume that every living woman who is pregnant is a prostitute who has hepatitis and other types of diseases. That's why they require this hepatitis vaccine to this baby, even though it doesn't work to prevent hepatitis because their immune system isn't developed, but it causes all these brain problems. Again, I'm going to say this. They think your wife is a drug-using whore that basically has hepatitis and that that child should not be born without receiving a hepatitis vaccine. Period. That's just about as blunt as I can get. Guys, if you don't do anything else when you go to the hospital to have a baby delivered, just tell them that your pediatrician will take care of this baby if he feels it's necessary at a later date that that child will be given a hepatitis vaccine.
Yep.
Don't allow them to stick this baby as soon as it comes out of your out of mama. It's just, it's guys, this is child abuse on a scale that's unfathomable to me, Austin. What do you think?
It really is, man. And this is what, you know, I told one of my good friends whose wife's about 6 months pregnant now out in Orlando, and they are having a boy. And I told him, you know, I said, if you're in the hospital, whatever you're doing, I said, you got to handle it diplomatically, because if you go absolutely berserk, I mean just off the wall berserk when they ask you about vaccinations, in some cases now, not all the time, but you have to be ready for this, they can actually call the cops on you and try to charge you with child neglect or child abuse. I kid you not, after the baby's born. So you don't want to pitch a big fit. You want to be very direct and stern, but you want to make sure you say, hey, my pediatrician's going to handle this. He's going to handle any of the shot schedules. I'm not doing anything without my pediatrician's advice. And at that point in time, they can't get mad at you because you're agreeing with them, but you're not allowing them to stick them with the needle, and you're telling them you're basically going to do them at a later date under your pediatrician's supervision. That's what you're essentially telling them. So it's gotten very weird now. As sad as that is, if you have a baby in a hospital, you have to be very direct and very stern, but you also have to be very diplomatic about it and not get super overly aggressive to the point where you're going to set off a bunch of sirens with the nurses in there, especially if you have nurses or doctors that are extremely pro-vaccine, like the pediatricians or the doctors that work with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and actually get bonuses for making sure so many X amount of kids are on vaccination. So good point with that, Dad. But these things, everybody has to start being vocal about this, guys. Everybody has to start talking about this as much as possible. And you don't have to do it to a point where you're arguing with people, but you at least want to bring these topics up. Like Dad and I, all the time when we do stuff, we'll talk about Roundup when we go out to eat, or talk about Monsanto. And every once in a while, it's funny, we'll be doing something, and we'll, like, a while back ago, Dad and I were at dinner, and he said something. He goes, well, I don't want, you know, Roundup in my food, so you need to find out if this is organic or this or that. And the guy goes, oh yeah, I don't support Monsanto either, you know. And so more people are starting to wake up to this. More people are starting to realize that it's our responsibility to take care of our health. Nobody else is going to do it. The CDC's not going to do it. The FDA's not going to do it. The EPA's not going to do it. And none of these guys have the will, want, or even need to keep us healthy. It's like Chuck Baldwin talked about yesterday. Common misconception is that law enforcement is here to protect us. That is a complete and total lie, and it has been ruled in every single case that a law enforcement officer does not have an obligation to risk his life in order to protect you. He does not. Every single judge has ruled in favor. It's at their sole discretion whether or not they want to engage somebody or shoot somebody or engage in a confrontation with somebody if you are in danger. So that's another aspect. This is why I tell everybody when they start pulling this whole, oh, anti-gun rhetoric and this and that, you have the ability to defend yourself. It is your responsibility to defend your family, to defend your friends, to defend yourself. It is not the police's responsibility, so get off this argument and shut it down when people say, you don't need these type of guns. You know, you have the cops are outgunned with the type of weapons you have, which is a complete and total lie. And the cops need to come and help you if you have an issue. You don't need to be having these firearms in your house, which is, again, a complete and total lie. The same thing they've done with the vaccinations now, where they tell everybody you have to have these vaccinations or you're basically, your child's going to get sick and die. Like that's it. Hepatitis B vaccine, if you have a wife that eats healthy and has kept herself, you know, as far as away from a lot of these external factors, why in the world do you need to shoot the baby with hepatitis B vaccine right when he comes out of the womb unless you know for a fact the mother has hepatitis B? There's absolutely no legitimate reason to do so. We're finding more and more and more that this hepatitis B vaccine is linked to so many neurological issues as soon as it happens and later on in the future, Deb.
Absolutely correct. Oh, by the way, if you want to see a perfect example of gold price manipulation, go to kitco.com today, KITCO.com, and look at what happened at the gold market. They had pushed gold under $1,300 an ounce for the last couple weeks. Linda Rothschild sets this every day through the COMEX. She decides what the gold price is going to be. I guess it's just kind of like a whim. She tosses a penny up in the air or a dime up in the air, a quarter, says, well, what will gold price be today? And they control it via short manipulations through not using gold to fulfill the shorts. In other words, if they short 1 million ounces of gold and the price drops down $10 an ounce and the person makes a bunch of money, they don't get to collect the gold. They've got to collect the cash. They're no longer fulfilling these contracts in metal. So this whole thing is fully manipulated. You can see it for the first time really, really clear. This morning when the markets opened up in Europe, their stock markets were starting to go down pretty hard. And it started at 12.98 first thing this morning in Hong Kong, dropped down a little bit about 12.97, and then spiked up to 13.06 and went up $10 an ounce. And then right when London overlapped with New York as far as opening in the exchange, you can see it right here in London. London shorted the holy living yak out of the doggone gold. It dropped down from the 13.06 all the way back down to 12.94. I mean, snap, dropped. I mean, like, you know, how many millions of ounces do they have to sell on a short contract to drop it like that? And then what happened, as soon as our market opened up, and our market's down almost 500 points as we speak, when that happened, people started moving out of their stocks and bonds, going into these, you know, contracts with gold, and the gold went back up immediately to 1304. Massive, massive price manipulation on gold today. You can see it so clearly on the spikes, tied together with the London Gold Exchange, the New York Gold Exchange, and even on top of all that, they couldn't hold it down. Then they dropped it again at around noon, did another big short, and it came right back up again because the market continued to fall. Now, the reason I want to cover this with you guys today is very rarely can you actually go and see a chart that is this clear as far as full price manipulation. Now, George Soros, the guy who likes to short markets and crash countries, he is saying that right now the new global financial crisis is coming and the European Union is an existential crisis, primarily because of what's going on with Germany and the Brexit and all the stuff's happening in Italy. I don't trust this guy. To me, he's the giant disinformation agent. So I just want to mention to you that he's at it again. I think he's a complete and total scumbucket. I don't know why in the world any country has even allowed him to come in with his non-governmental organizations and start things like Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org and all the other things that he does as far as try to create conflict in the international markets. The guy is just another Rothschild proxy, just like J.P. Morgan was, and he absolutely and totally nauseates me. By the way, Whole Foods has quietly decided they are no longer going to list any GMO labeling requirements. It completely now has halted all GMO labeling requirements, which, guys, think through this for a second. They were paid billions and billions of dollars for this company. Now the globalists own it. So now the globalists don't want us eating organic food. This was the largest health food chain in America. They had already merged with several other huge chains. They had become the large one, and they bought them out. Just like they bought out Starwood Properties last year, 2 years ago, and merged it with Marriott. And now they're taking a lot of the benefits from Starwood Properties, and they're moving it and getting rid of that, and they're creating this big problem for people who've been with Starwood for a long, long time, and they're messing up one program to put it back into another program. Why? Because the bean counters come in, especially with the hotel chains, and they go, well, this benefits too much, this benefits too much, this benefits too much. Get rid of these benefits. We can increase the profit by, you know, 3% or whatever, make everybody mad. Same thing with Whole Foods. Whole Foods was starting to feed people organic food all over the United States. The globalists don't want you to eat organic food. They want you to eat GMO food that basically kills everything. I mean, just there's a big crop of corn that was planted. I'll do this article in a minute up north. And they basically found millions of dead honeybees that had gone to the corn and tried to pollinate it because it's an insecticide, and the bees all died. Millions of them died. Okay, this is what they want you to eat because they don't want you to stay healthy. It's all about the Jason Scholar's protocol of losing a huge percent of the population on the planet through food like this, through plague, through whatever means necessary, they want a 90 to 95% reduction in the population of the people here on the planet. Guys, this is not okay. I don't know how to say to you, all of this is part of it. The immunizations, the hepatitis shot, the flu shots, the GMO shots, the fluoride in the water, all of this stuff, not GM shot, GM shots, GMO the food, all of this stuff is being used to sterilize you and to reduce fertility. In the United States, we mentioned it last week, we're at a 30-year low on fertility rates, below the recapture rate as far as maintaining our country. Well, but that's okay. We have illegal immigrants pouring into our country from all directions, just like they do in Europe, to help maintain the population and to change the demographics of the country. Guys, it's so important that everybody understands it's all about changing the demographics and getting the population to vote more for socialism and get rid of that pesky thing that we call the Constitution. They don't like that because it creates too many problems trying to get things done in our country. It's not easy enough to just do it anymore. They want to make sure that we can't fix it after they've done it. Guys, very, very important that we stay away from all of these foods that we know reduce birth rate, including the fluoride and all the things I've already listed. Austin, what's your next story and what do you think?
You're exactly right. I had this article on my desk too, and I saw this. And it's, the funny part is not funny, haha. But the ironic part is, Dad and I have talked about this literally for the last year since Whole Foods was acquired by Amazon. We both said it. We said, watch and see if Whole Foods actually does what they're supposed to do with the GMO food labeling requirements, because it was supposed to go into effect September 1st this year. So it was like 3 months out from actually, I mean, full-blown effect actually on the labels. And remember, I said 6 months ago, I said, they haven't done anything. They haven't changed anything. They haven't made any label requirements. This thing's supposed to go into effect this year. It's not going into effect. They're going to figure out a way to manipulate the system. What they're going to do more likely is they're going to come out in a couple months, probably around August, right around September, and they're going to say they're going to do some random GMO labeling, disinformation, word mumbo jumbo is what they're going to do. They're going to say, we're going to label this to show you this if we have the ability to do this whenever it's convenient and feasible to do this. So we're kind of going to give you GMO labeling. And everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, you're going to do GMO labeling, except you're going to find out that it's probably going to affect about 1% of the products that's on their shelves. So they're not going to do GMO labeling. It's going to be a publicity stunt, simply to keep the sheeple that think eating something from Whole Foods is going to be healthy. This is what Amazon's doing. They're acquiring the market share of every single thing in the entire United States. They did this with clothes and shoes from the beginning. Now they're doing this with just about every other item you can think of, including with the music on Amazon. They're doing everything, even with Prime now, to shut out every single retail business, every single mom and pop business. This is why I will not use Amazon under any circumstances unless I absolutely have to get something from them that I can't find anywhere else locally or online. I will not do it. I will go to any other website and pay more money just to avoid using Amazon. People go, well, that's kind of silly. No, it's not silly. The silly part is that we're all becoming so dependent on one single organization that is literally buying up every single company in the United States and changing what they were going to do for the last 5 years, guys. The last 5 years, Whole Foods said they were going to label GMO. They gave everybody their word. They told everybody by 2018 that GMO labeling would be in full effect and we would have full disclosure about GMOs in the food we buy from Whole Foods. And, of course, they've completely gone back on that now. Now, on other aspects of another reason why I will not support Amazon and why I continue to tell everybody to stay away from literally this globalist company. I mean, they are a new world order puppet regime. Bezos is basically a little puppet boy. That's his, why he's worth, what, $130 billion now? Worth $130 billion. Do you really think somebody gets to that point where they're worth more than a tenth of a trillion dollars and they did it all on their own because they got good marketing ideas? They're good at doing things online. Give me a break, guys. I mean, give me a break. We already know that CIA gave them over a $600 million contract a few years ago to house the CIA's cloud server bases, which already tells you that Amazon is in bed with the CIA, which should be clear enough indication right there that you don't want to do business with them. However, here's another article that came out. This is interesting, how Alexa now, listen to this, the Alexa device that I tell you guys never to even buy or put in your home, has now shared a private conversation without the person's permission and sent it to somebody. As it turns out, the scandal over Amazon's Alexa voice-controlled assistant recording and sharing private conversations both with hackers and other people on their user contact list is much more serious than anybody has feared. Amazon responded to a KIRO 7 news report about a couple who received a call from a friend frantically calling them up saying, "Unplug your Alexa device right now, you've just been hacked," after the company's device, basically on its own, shared a full private conversation without any permission from the owners. Amazon then tried to come out and offer a complex, meandering explanation for a series of the strange coincidences that triggered Alexa to record, and not only record, share a couple's intimate private conversation inside their house and send it to one of the people on their contact list. It started with Alexa apparently being triggered when it heard a word that sounded similar to Alexa, which is the command that supposedly activates it, which I don't buy for a second. I'll tell you right now, and I'll put money on this, Alexa records 100% of your conversations that it is in audible range of hearing. There are no trigger words as far as only the ability to make it do things. Anything you say and do around Alexa is completely and totally, fully recorded. Then the explanation goes on to suggest that consumers should be careful about what they say around their personal assistant, essentially, to the point now where most people are starting to realize that users should actually consider deactivating their devices when they're not in use, or how about you just don't buy them? There's more than 60 million U.S. consumers now who use a smart speaker at least once a month every year, with more than 40 million of them using Amazon devices on a regular basis. This is what I've warned everybody about for years with these smart speakers, with these little assistants that do things for you, because everybody's gotten so stinking lazy that they won't do anything on their own. They have to talk to a personal device to have it do things for them, because it's too much work to get off the couch and change the thermostat. It's too much work to walk over and change the radio dial. I mean, really? I mean, seriously, have we become that much of a sluggard country? I mean, a full-blown sluggard that we do not even want to wake up from our rest. We don't even want to roll over in our bed. We simply want to speak to Alexa to have it do things for us because we're that lazy. I mean, if that's the case, guys, that's an embarrassment. I mean, that embarrasses me as an American, that actually we have a society now where 60 million people use these things at some point in time because we don't want to do any other work because it's just too frivolous to actually do something now. Now, people go, okay, well, that's Alexa. You rack on Alexa all the time. I don't buy Alexa. I'm not going to use Alexa. So it is what it is. Oh, well, I'm glad you said something, because that's not just what it is. Now, Amazon has gone full-blown police state now. New reports have just been released that the online retail giant Amazon has now begun marketing a brand new smart facial recognition software to police departments all across the country that has privacy experts completely worried about Big Brother spying. Known as Recognition with a K, the tool is already being used by at least one police agency in Oregon to compare photos of unidentified subjects against a database of mugshots from a local jail. You say, okay, well, that's normal enough, facial recognition in computers. No, not so. It's what else this technology is more than likely going to be used for that has people worried. This smart software is able to be hooked up to essentially any digital camera or video recording device, and it is an extremely advanced beyond any other facial recognition system. This software now, they have already leaked out that said they more than likely, the police officers, are more than likely going to look at embedding this in their body cameras. The issue about this now is that you're actually going to start monitoring people and doing full facial recognition on individuals as you walk around at any point in time. This is going to start leading to a full-blown police state. Remember last month when I talked about in China, that the police officers were now walking around with smart glasses that actually had facial recognition software in the glasses that would pinpoint people within 30 seconds and pick them up and say, that person's got a warrant, that person's got a warrant, that person's out on probation, that person's out on bail, that person basically is wanted for a crime. Automatically, as soon as it picks up their face, this is the exact same type of software that they're about to start using. Both Amazon and Washington County in Oregon are insisting that recognition is basically the best thing since sliced bread and is used to solve crimes and increase public safety. Of course, that's what they always say. It's for your safety. And because the cost is only $400 to launch, listen to this, guys. Amazon was so smart with this from a globalist standpoint. It's $400 to launch the program and $6 per month to keep it going. $6 per month. It's unbelievably affordable. But the potential for abuse is enormous. Even Amazon's own Renu Das, the head of the recognition division, said, and I quote, the main purpose of this is recognizing people and tracking people. And that's exactly what they're planning on using it for. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the part when I read this that really, really got me saying, this is where Amazon is leading to, and this is where everything Dad and I have been talking about for the last 10 minutes with the Whole Foods acquisition, to the whole thing with Alexa, to the smart houses they're building out west right now that I talked about on the Hagman Show a couple weeks ago, to the whole aspect with the recognition system now. Listen to this. Here we go. Amazon also now admits that the recognition system will directly feed directly to Amazon from the cameras as well, search them against any photos of people being sought out by law enforcement in order to notify the authorities. In other words, Amazon is about to become the fascist arm of the American police state and now openly admitting this because they're the ones that own the software. They're the ones who are actually going to get the facial recognition screening and updating on a regular basis, meaning they are going to be the ones that are primarily monitoring, controlling, and observing this recognition software while it looks at every single person's face. And to make it even better, Orlando Police Department in Florida has now indicated that it plans to launch a pilot program using the recognition technology as well. So kudos, we're getting it down in Florida. Yippee, that's just fantastic. But remember what I talked about a minute ago, guys. Amazon signed a $600 million deal with the CIA to house its cloud server hosting. That is not a coincidence at all. And all these things that are starting to come together with Amazon, from the recognition software, from the Whole Foods, from the Alexa, from the smart houses, this is not coincidence, guys. They are slowly becoming the giant New World Order retail giant surveillance police state. And if things continue to go down the road that they're going, they are going to become, as we've already seen, the full-blown monopoly in this country and essentially would control every single aspect of not only our surveillance, but also our retail sales, marketing, and spying on every single thing that we do and buy, Dad.
I like it when you said yippee. I guess it's kind of like yippee-ki-yay. We're all excited they're doing this in Orlando. They've already decided to take anybody's guns away they want down here in Florida now without due process. Thanks to our Zionist president. Here's what's interesting. I gotta explain all of this. I gotta tie a couple of these loose ends here together. Great job on that, Austin. Amazon is a division of the CIA. They're all working together. Jeff Bezos is a cutout, just like J.P. Morgan was, just like Bill Gates is, just like these people who get the nod from the Rothschild banking cartel to basically be used by them to become exceedingly wealthy on paper and have this incredible lifestyle and have be a figurehead. So all things doesn't point back to the Rothschilds because, quite frankly, they got tired of being, you know, persecuted and thrown out of countries for 1,000 years. So they basically have done this Babylonian money magic that we talked about yesterday, and that they see money as an energy field, which is what it is, because everything's energy on our planet is what it is, and they want the energy flow to come to them, and that's why they do this sorcery stuff, but we can talk about that at a later date. But we've got Amazon now, who's working with the CIA. We've got Apple, which came out with the iPhone 10, which was a huge flop that used straight facial recognition test software. Now we've got facial recognition software in iPads, in iPhones, and we'll have it soon when people order through their iPads or iPhones with Google and everything else. So everything gets then tied into this giant database, into the D-Wave satanic interdimensional computer that we talked about a few weeks ago. So when they're wearing their Google glasses in China and they're doing facial recognition scans and it takes 30 seconds to spot somebody who's a criminal, it won't be 30 seconds. It will be instant. I mean, it won't even, it'll just be like their lens will turn red. It'll be criminal right there. As soon as they see them, it's going to be that fast. It'll sort through billions and billions of people in a fraction of a second. Because remember, our regular quantum computer, what it takes its 10,000 years to do, it takes a D-Wave 1 second. I mean, so this whole thing is coming to this technology through the smartphones, through the 5G grid, and I guarantee you guys, the 5G grid will have, with its rollout, facial recognition cameras, maybe not in the initial rollout because too much blowback, but eventually all of these masks that have these 5G grids tied to them will have facial recognition cameras, if not for one thing, but to prevent vandalism from the people for basically going over there and hacking them down with a hatchet and not wanting to be in the middle of this anymore. So now they'll have all their facial recognition and they'll be able to link everything up together that fast. That's what it's being done to. Remember, and see, it's turning into this giant, it's already, all the world is already run by kleptocrats, you know, guys who go into office just to steal money. But these guys are beyond that now. They want to steal your freedom. They want to steal your life. They want to steal your livelihood. They want to steal your family. They want to steal your ability to speak and have a First Amendment right. The man this weekend was arrested in London because he was basically exposing a Muslim grooming gang that was raping children and selling them into slavery. England locks him up and says the media can't even report on it. People all over the world, tens of thousands of people all over the world now are protesting about what England has done. England doesn't care. They could care less. Because remember, it's all part of this. The sex slave, child trafficking, infant trafficking, all of this stuff is just everywhere now, all over the United States, all over the country. The CIA is involved in human trafficking, child trafficking, infant trafficking, organ trafficking, money trafficking, gold trafficking, drug trafficking on their 1,000 lily pad bases around the world, bringing all of this stuff into their bases that did not have to be searched by customs. That's what's going on right here. Just here this weekend, a doggone CIA truck comes out of Mexico carrying over 1,000 pounds of processed cocaine. They got the doggone border guys down there stopping. They chase them down. They get them to stop. The guys break out their CIA badges. When they examine their truck, they got over 1,000 pounds of cocaine in their truck, bringing it in from Mexico. And they're saying, you can't touch us. You can't even give our information out. You can't even talk about what's going on because we're CIA. And they brought out their CIA badges with the drugs in the truck. Guys, this is where we are. And, of course, the CIA is coming in and saying now, oh, we don't traffic drugs. We have no idea how drugs are being trafficked with our truck and our guys with our badges coming through Mexico. You know, whatever. God, this is where we are. We're being run by a giant, basically, mafia that has linked the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Russian mafia, together with the Rothschild banking cartel mafia, together with the Bank of England mafia, together with the United States mafia that runs the United States government through Washington, D.C., back right to the Vatican mafia. I mean, all of this organized crime is being used right now and being brought online right now through the D-Wave computer to bring total global enslavement to the population of not just the United States, not just Europe, Austin, but the entire planet, so they can bring in a Luciferian dictatorship. And they hope and pray they can get their third world war and base that as giant battle, which we kill out 90% of the population, in which Christians believe they're going to get raptured up, not getting involved in any of this, because 70 million Zionists or Christians in the United States, primarily Southern Baptists, are basically believing that no matter what happens, that even when Satan takes his throne in Jerusalem, that they're going to be gone with the first load and out, and nobody's ever going to have to suffer anything. The Scofield Bible and Darby, and that doggone guy we talked about a few weeks ago, that Uttermeyer, Samuel Uttermeyer, they have completely and totally twisted the very fabric of Christianity in the United States into what they want it to be, and that is to bring in an end-time Luciferian government by telling the Christians that don't worry, you won't be involved, you're going to get raptured, nothing will affect you. It couldn't be further from the truth. And plus, if we're really Christians and we're really walking in love, why do we want that? Why do we want to leave the planet under the care of Lucifer so he can come rob, kill, steal, destroy, eat everybody, and do everything he wants to do to everybody, and we're supposed to be Christians, and we're supposed to be loving them and wanting them to get saved, but we want to go ahead and get out of here as quick as we can so we leave the rest of the world and go to hell? I mean, it's so stupid. That whole theology doesn't even make sense when you boil it down and you go, well, what about love? What about the fields are ripe? The harvest is ready. We need more people to go out and harvest the fields to bring people more to Christ. What happened to that theology? What happened to that building, that thing? What happened to walking in love? Christian Zionists have become the most militant, the most more warmongering group of people. They're the ones that wanted the Iraq War. They're the ones that wanted the wars in Syria and Lebanon and all these different wars. They're the ones that have pushed all of this stuff. And it's sad to me because that's not what Christianity is. Christianity is about walking in love and caring about people. If you want to convert Muslims, you don't go blow up their countries and tell them how much better Christianity is. All you do is piss them off. And when you kill their families and their mothers and their brothers and their children and their families, why don't we go over there in these areas that are impoverished and bring in missionaries and love them, bring them food, and bring them the gospel, and reward them for wanting to be a Christian rather than reward them for wanting to kill Christians. That's all we're doing. It's the most twisted version of Christianity that I could ever have imagined. And I'm sorry I'm off on this tangent on this, Austin, but I've seen it over and over and over again now since back in the 90s with the invasion of Iraq and the lynching of Saddam Hussein, who had no weapons of mass destruction. When they went into that country and found that everything had been said about him was a lie and he had nothing to do with 9/11, they should have bowed out and said, dude, we are sorry we have done this. I'm sorry this is awful for you guys, and we're putting you back in power, and we're leaving now, and we're going to tiptoe through the tulips and get out of here. No, we didn't do that. We turned him over to the doggone people that we'd put in charge to hang him by the neck until he was dead. The guy was totally innocent, hadn't done anything. I'm not saying Saddam Hussein was a good man. CIA put him in. The reason he controlled Iraq because he was the meanest blankety-blank out there, and he would do everything he had to control these people so they wouldn't go around and kill everybody. And that same thing the guy said in Libya, Gaddafi. You take me out, you're going to have a huge immigration explosion going into Europe that you won't even fathom and you'll never be able to control. Guess what? Yep. That's right. But that was the point. That's what they wanted. This is what they want to do. Guys, it's all about global dominion and turning you into a serf, into a servant, into a slave, into a mindless amoeba that they control energy from for their demonic gods. That's what this is all about. The continual human sacrifice and sacrifice of our infants, 60 million dead now through abortion, that's a human sacrifice, ripping those babies out of their mother since the 70s, and the energy that must have fed these demons is unbelievable to me, and the lives that have been destroyed. And now Ireland, we mentioned yesterday, has voted for the first term abortion now for the first 3 months, which they had not had for the early 70s. Guys, it's so important that we understand that this battle that we are in is not a battle of flesh and blood, but of all of these principalities and these high places and these things that we can't see in these multiple dimensions that we talk about so many times on the show. That's what this battle is. And now we're trying to be tied into a D-Wave computer to control every aspect of our moods, our energy, so that all men, all the time, every thought will be evil. This is Genesis chapter 6. This is what they want. That's why our Lord and Savior Yeshua said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when I return. And then if you go back, it says every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's what their goal is in this Luciferian dictatorship they're trying to force on planet Earth. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, that's exactly what it is, man. And it's absolutely crazy to see all this stuff going on right now. And the fact that, I mean, this is an article right here just showing you how they're trying to force everybody into submission, like you're just talking about now. The good old TSA, the completely and totally useless security transport agency that literally has never stopped one single terrorist in the history of its inception, the TSA now is now forming a new watch list specifically for people who give agents a hard time during security screenings and are deemed unruly passengers that act in a way that TSA agents can find offensive. I kid you not. The New York Times obtained a 5-page directive recently published by the agency announcing the establishment of a watch list called 95 List, which is a new program that began back in February. The criteria can land a person on that list, and the problem is it's extremely vague and can include anything from loitering near the checkpoint to having a verbal altercation with a TSA agent. The directive also suggests that anyone who presents challenges to the safe and effective completion of screening could be added to the list. I'm going to repeat that again. This is what they have said is a catch-all, and I quote, this is what they say can get you added to the list. Anyone who presents challenges to the safe and effective completion of screening can be added to the list. Now, let's think about this for a second. So you're telling me if I present a challenge for a TSA agent to do an effective job at groping me, I'm added to the list. Meaning, let's just say this is what they're saying now. This is their definition. If you don't get on your knees and kiss the TSA shoes and beg for mercy while they feel you and your family up at any given point in time as much as they want to do so, and you say anything about it at any point in time, you make any comment that they don't like at any point in time, they're adding you to a watch list. This is tyrannical. While the list does not prevent a passenger from flying, technically, it does mark them as a new potential target for searches or detainment if they behave in ways that any agent finds suspicious. It seems obvious that this new measure is targeting activists who object to TSA overreach or opt out during screening. The TSA has been incredibly controversial since its inception, and there's a large segment of the U.S. population who finds ways to protest the agency every time they fly, and it's very likely this is the type of behavior that the new list is seeking to identify, single out, and rule over with a tyrannical fist. This can soon be a very significant problem as TSA is, we've already seen, expanding to bus and train stations and large-scale events nationwide. So it's not enough that you basically have to get groped. Not enough that they try to x-ray you. It's not enough that it takes hours to get through screening. Now if you do anything that prevents a challenge to a TSA agent and they simply get irritated, they have the full discretion to take your name and identification and add you to a list to basically make your life a living heck hole, I should say, every time you fly, just because that TSA agent doesn't like dealing with you because they don't want to have any backlash at all while they grope you, molest you, fondle you, and treat you essentially like an inmate going into a prison, Dad.
Wow, Austin, because, I mean, every time I go through, because, I mean, I've had skin cancers on my face. I mean, I have to have them frozen off. I got to go back this week and get some more done. From too much sun as a child. It's just what you do with a fair complexion down here with this pasty white skin that I've got. And so it's interesting to me now that I've always said I'm not going to go through this because I don't want to be x-rayed. Now, basically, I have a chance of being put on this list, which could end up with you getting sent to the do not fly list. That's what this underhanded thing is doing. It's setting it up that in the event that you do too much stuff to them, they're going to move you off that list to the do not fly list, cannot fly list, stuck in the continental 48 states list, drive where you want to go, see things from a minivan, never ever get to fly anywhere to see things, anything else, because you can't get on a plane. Unless you've got some insane amount of money, you start flying, you know, private planes over to Europe, something like that. I mean, this is nuts, Austin. I didn't think it would go that far, but I guess so many people now are protesting and so many people are opting out of the being x-rayed all the time that they've decided that they're simply not going to put up with it. Because you got these frequent flyer miles guys that'll fly 50 to 100,000 miles a year, which is like four times around the planet a year, and they're constantly being x-rayed and they probably have decided, hey, you know what? This isn't any good for me. This isn't any good for my health. I've got to back off these constant x-rays. And now they're saying, well, guess what? You back off the constant x-rays. We're going to punish you so we can protect you. Unbelievable. Ridiculous. By the way, exercise is now shown to treat addiction by altering the brain's dopamine system. We've talked about this trigger response that we have from addictions with drugs and about everything else that our brain does, including high fructose corn syrup. And new research by the University of Buffalo on addictions has identified a key mechanism how exercise can impact the brain in ways that may support treatment and even prevention strategies for addictions. Scientists in Britain previously found that in just 5 minutes of brisk walking, you can actually alleviate withdrawal symptoms caused from giving up smoking. They believe that the exercise stimulates how much dopamine, a mood-enhancing hormone, is produced, which reduces the desire for nicotine or any other product or compound or behavior that has become addictive to you due to a dopamine trigger. Guys, that's really good. And quite frankly, if you ever want to smoke a cigarette and you've done smoking cigarettes, go take a walk. Go to the gym. Go exercise. Go do some cardio training. Go do something and get your dopamine to trigger by itself and learn how to trigger the dopamine yourself through running. A lot of times it's called a runner's high. I never could run worth a hoot. I've never been a runner. But I remember I had friends of mine who could just run like the wind and run for hours like the wind, and they would go on a 20-mile run for fun, and they would come back and they would be just elevated, have such elevated dopamine. I do remember one time I did feel that. I went on a long bike ride, about a 20-mile bike ride on the beach at Cocoa Beach, and I had a great cardio workout. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I remember I came back to the RV and I put the bike outside, and I turned off the air conditioners, I opened the windows because I was so hot. I just had to cool down slowly, and I felt so good on the inside from the dopamine trigger that I'd achieved. So guys, I love it. Exercise is a key. Do it. I'm 62 years old. I try to exercise 6 days a week. Sometimes it's 4 days a week, but I always try to go in there at least 4 times a week, and then sometimes 6 if I can do it. So guys, it's so important because it reduces the fatigue on the heart. It increases the heart strength of the heart muscle, and it helps to keep the large arteries that pump off the heart, which work together with the heart, clear of plaque, and helps to maintain their elasticity along with copper. What do you think, Oz?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, cardiovascular exercising and weight training is crucial. And one thing I always tell customers that I'm working with, and anybody in general that, you know, I talk to that's trying to get back in shape, one a good way to do this as well, if you're trying to burn body fat very efficiently, is go do some light cardio like that, like going outside and just walking or doing an elliptical for, you know, 15 to 20 minutes in the morning on an empty stomach. And if you're, you know, concerned about maintaining muscle tissue, then basically take 1 to 2 scoops of the Muscle Blast and about 20 to 30 ounces of water right when you wake up. Drink that, then go do 15 to 25 minutes of your fasted cardio, because there's pretty much no calories in the Muscle Blast. What that does is it gives you just a whole boatload of branched chain amino acids that prevent your body from going catabolic. Since you've been sleeping all night and you haven't eaten anything, you're going to start using muscle tissue as fuel very quickly if you hold a lot of muscle tissue while you're doing fasted cardio. So if you use the Muscle Blast while you're doing the fasted cardio, not only are you saving that muscle tissue, you're also turning around and burning body fat super efficiently while your blood sugar is very low in the morning. And then on top of that, you have all the other health benefits that Dad just talked about as far as with healthy blood pressure and everything else. And one thing is exactly what he said. I do this quite often, especially if I'm starting to lean up for the summer. And one thing you'll notice, when you wake up in the morning on an empty stomach, you down some Muscle Blast, and then you go do 20, 25 minutes of cardio, whether it be outside or however you want to do it, you'll notice when you get done, you're energized. You're ready to eat breakfast. You're ready to go start the day. You don't even need a cup of coffee or any stimulants. You're boom. Okay, I'm ready. Your brain's going. Your blood's flowing. Your body's moving. Your organs are pumping. You feel good. You got dopamine in your system, and you're ready to get things rolling. And then just a perk on that is you're actually burning body fat at the same time. So yes, very great info on that, Dad.
Thank you, Austin. By the way, Louis Farrakhan, the one leader of the Islam Nation, has called for an end to white people on Sunday morning, saying that their nature is not in harmony with the nature of God. Quote, the actual thing says, why should there be an end to him, for brackets, white man, because his nature is not in harmony with the nature of God. Farrakhan went on to claim that white men had squandered the time God gave them to rule, alleging they had chosen not to rule with righteousness, truth, justice, or fairness. Now, let me stop here for a second, since we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia right now and their Islam. How about all the beheadings and all the whacking off of limbs in Saudi Arabia? I mean, that's pretty fair. And how about when one Islamic faith goes after another Islamite, like the Sunnis and the Shiites, and they start killing entire villages and whacking off arms and heads and hands and basically killing women and children and gutting everybody? So that says that they should be the ones who are ruling. Hey, guys, here's a newsflash. Christians haven't done a really good job ruling the planet. That's an absolute fact, especially with the doggone Catholic Church in charge for 1,000 years. They were selling indulgences and basically creating wars everywhere when they got tied into the Rothschilds, including the Crusades. Islam hasn't done any better. Quite frankly, then the Jews haven't done any better. You got the Jews hating the Arabs hating the Jews saying in their scripture that's not from the Torah, that, you know, that basically anybody who's not Jewish basically is a goyim, an animal or a cow, and they can be killed. And then in the Islam saying the same thing about Christians. The true Christianity is what was started in the New Testament. It's called the Way, and it's to love one another, and it's to elevate one another, to encourage one another, to support one another, to do the things that you're supposed to do as a Christian, not because you're being told from a religious standpoint that these are the things to do, but because the Word of God tells you to do these things. Guys, thank you so much for listening today. I really enjoyed today's show. I thought it was a pretty good one. I hope and pray that you guys continue to do wonderful. Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting your vitamins from us. I mean, I'm just humbled by you guys. You're so good at supporting this show. Thank you for listening all over the world. I mean, we have emails from New Zealand, from Australia, from China, from Russia, everywhere. But people hear this broadcast on a regular basis. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting us. I had the distinct honor and the privilege to pray for you again this morning, and it's so good when I get a chance to do that every single day. I love it. So you guys are awesome. I appreciate you. I'll do the write-up, Austin. You go ahead and close, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, man. Yes, and we do appreciate all the support and all the feedback we've been getting. Getting a lot of emails from customers, you know, giving us feedback on how the products are working, what certain products work, especially like the magnesium brain food. That product, I mean, has been incredible since we released it last year, and we just get more and more positive feedback on it all the time. Also, too, the methylated B vitamins that we carry, our B complex, is on sale right now for 30% off. That product is incredible, one of our top sellers, fully methylated, bioavailable, bioactive B vitamins in a very, very high dosage. So we did that for a big special over the summer that we wanted to keep everybody, you know, energized, full of good B vitamins, and we did it on sale for over 30% off. So be sure to check that out at the website at healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.